Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There was food and drink available 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
No one looked down on you. In fact, if you weren't ordering a cocktail, they looked at you as though, hello. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've already hidden the Easter egg you bought yourself so no one knows, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
I have bought myself four already.
Oh!
Because it was £4 for £10. I thought I'd take a hit on that.
I think what we've got to remember is this time last year,
I couldn't have them.
You were not allowed an Easter.
No.
You weren't allowed dairy.
I had my Easter eggs at Christmas.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so I get to actually have them at Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, I can't rely on anybody else to buy me them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to buy myself some.
Here's,
so
not,
I did.
I'm not buying one.
Oh, Jo, you did
Fuck
that last year.
I
as well,
know,
though.
But I'm not going to buy. I think we've already bought Matt's son a Dairy Milk one, which is in the kitchen just looking at me, a big one. I think I'm going to buy Matt one because I feel like I should. My big problem is he takes forever to eat them.
Oh, like
so,
he does.
Yeah.
Though.
So it's going to be in the house for months.
Get
and he'll
really
just have a
one.
Little bit each day.
Just get him a Kinder egg.
Fine. Approved. Happy Easter, everyone.
Hi.
No producer Paul today because he's in the middle of a house move, which, as we all know, means trying out all the new takeaways. So certain weight gain. So let's rejoice that at least.
Yeah. I mean, when he said that he wouldn't be in for recording, I was in the cinema. So I came out to a message of him in a hot tub, which wasn't really expecting that in the group chat. But
it's a great image, though.
It was great. It was
nice.
It was
image.
Lovely.
He will be updating us on his week, though.
Oh.
So it's not Paul Free, everybody. If you were rejoicing yourself, we are not Paul Free today. There is a big issue to come. Talking of weight gain, which Paul will have. How far did I go at a 7-day all-inclusive to make sure that I got one of our holiday weight gain certificates? It's got to be extreme to get a weight gain certificate.
Yeah, I don't think you've listened to my audio, have you?
I have not.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Oh! Okay, well, listen, place your bets now. Let's find out how Victoria did my holiday gain later in the podcast. But Victoria, how was her week?
I have very much been in the camp of supporting Jo while she's been away on her all-inclusive holiday.
Yes.
And had an all-inclusive staycation as well. Because I have not tried a single bit, haven't tracked a single calorie, actually. So I will be really surprised if Jo's actually gained more weight than I have. Because I have eaten a lot of hot cross buns. I've always enjoyed them. I've always got on the hype about them. But this year is just something else. I want to try them all. And I'm making my way through every supermarket variety, actually. Also, I went to the cinema yesterday with my dad, which is such a rare treat nowadays. And I thought I would celebrate the occasion and ate an entire bag of chocolate buttons and an entire bag of sweet and salted popcorn.
Heaven.
To the point where I actually felt a little bit sick after it and then didn't want any dinner when I got in. But then I got really hungry about 8 o'clock and decided to have sausage and beans, you know, out of the tin, on toast with some cheese, and it was just absolutely incredible. It was a child's dinner and I loved every mouthful. I'm a bit like, I can't really be bothered though, because it's Easter this weekend. What's the point? And then the week after, it's my birthday. What's the point? I do need to do something Just don't really know when.
Oh, Victoria.
Do you know what? It's a good job producer Paul is not in the building because he would lose his mind at my child's dinner that I had on Sunday.
He does not like a child's a beige dinner.
Oh, bloody lovely. Just was it good? Perfect after a lot of popcorn and a lot of chocolate. Just really hit that spot, you know, with a bit of cheese. Oh, beautiful.
You've had a hell of a week then.
I've had a great week. I've eaten a hot cross bun every day, sometimes multiples.
My thing about hot cross buns is the hybrid ones don't ever do it for me.
Oh.
Because I'm an OG girl.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you about the M&S seriously cheddary cheesy ones with Marmite.
Were they out last year or year before?
Well, with Marmite, they were out. Yeah. But these ones are just the cheese ones, so then you add the Marmite yourself.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Come on, get on board with this.
As we've just discussed, I'm not Easter egging. I was going to not hot cross bun this year.
Oh, you are missing out, though.
I know, but I really want to, at some stage, get in a zone of weight loss.
What about blueberry ones from M&S? Also very nice, potentially healthy-ish. Mm-hmm. And then can you class the Aldi banoffee ones as some sort of half
again,
banana?
Sound good. But I always go back to the OG. So if I have a banoffee one, I then miss the OG, and so I've got to have one of those.
Get some for your freezer.
Yes, people said that. Yeah. Swimming World last night, actually.
I have been on a real push for my whole family to get involved with hot cross buns because I bought a pack of dairy-free ones for Ethan as well. I thought, you will like these. They are amazing. You are missing out.
You will be forced to.
It took me 5 days to get him to eat it.
Oh, God.
But he ate it and then wanted more of it. So yes. I feel like my work here is done.
Yeah. Well, you're a good mum, darling.
Thank you. So I've bought some for the freezer for him and I've bought some cheese ones for the freezer for me.
Okay.
And that should keep me going for a little while.
And
longer.
Do you take it out of the freezer, just leave it to defrost, or are you straight in the toaster?
No, let it soften.
Okay.
Straight in the freezer.
Yeah, yeah.
Can add a little bit more cheese to it.
Fine.
Bit of Marmite. Honestly,
oh,
Jo,
God.
It is amazing.
This podcast is really shit for me.
Because me.
I start off with very good intentions.
Yeah, and then we get to March, April, and it all just goes tits up, doesn't it?
Well, I'm thinking every week I start off with good intentions.
Yeah,
and then
true.
I see you. And
oh,
then
thank you.
Okay, so you've had your own all-inclusive week.
Oh, it's been great. Mm. Yeah, I haven't really thought about it. Do you know what? I love this podcast. I love recording it. And everything about it. But it is nice sometimes to just have a break from stepping on the scales and just not dealing with that number.
So last week you didn't bother.
No, I just had the week and just thought, I'll face it. And I have faced it and I have put on 5 pounds.
Fucking hell!
That's technically in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So
2 weeks of your own all-inclusive.
My own all-inclusive. That doesn't even include alcohol. I had one night, that was it. All the rest has just been literally hot cross buns.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we can safely say the hot cross bun diet doesn't work.
It doesn't work, but it is bloody lovely.
But you're having a lovely time.
I'm having a great time.
Okay.
I'm going to be sad when it's over.
What is happening going forward? Because we've got a podcast next week too.
Yeah, but we've got
Easter weekend. Yeah. I know.
And I've got 4 Easter eggs.
Fucking hell! There was a story at my swimming world yesterday. The leader was telling us about a woman who misread the sins. And she thought she was sharing a 6-sin Easter egg with her other half.
Oh, shit.
And it was 6 sins a serving or
a
portion.
Nothing, is it, though?
And it was like 28 sins for the whole thing. And she didn't realise. So she'd had a go at sinning her Easter egg.
Oh, no way. You can't. You've just got to eat the whole thing.
Yeah. One go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, because we've got Easter. And then a week after then, it's my birthday. So
have you written April off?
I don't really want to commit to that, but I have got a lot going on.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Do you know what as well? Because my whole thing was losing weight for Taylor. I've bought my outfit now in the size that I am now. So there's no point shredding that much because then my outfit won't fit.
When's Taylor Swift?
Middle of June.
Okay. So Victoria's starting again in July.
Maybe in July.
God. Well, listen, well done on
Thanks.
A great 2 weeks.
I've had a great time.
You really have.
It's fine.
This is not the result I was expecting, but what a time. If you need an excuse of the week at your swimming club, which Victoria clearly would if she went to one, here is an idea, our excuse of the week. Here we go.
So Katie says, I went on a date with a guy and it was fine, but I never felt any spark or connection. We said we would be friends, but he just bought a flat across from the gym I'm a member of. I'm in a 1-year contract, so I can't cancel and change the gym, but also can't go back to the gym in case he sees me. So yes, boys make you fat and stop you working out.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a bit awkward. That is, I'd still just carry on going.
Not being able to go to the gym because you're avoiding a bloke.
Great.
Is an absolute belter.
That's not very superhero.
It's not really, is it? But good excuse. We like it. Keep your excuses coming in. You could be featured in a future episode. And remember, we've got more for you than this episode as well. Over 180 bonus episodes. So next time we go away, you've got all those to catch up on. They're called Extra Portions. And if you sign up to our Patreon page, that's where they all are. We've still got a bit of March to go.
We have, yes.
Little bit of March 2024 to go. And if you join up at all in March, you get a free I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker. That's part of your membership. There's still a few days left. If you join Patreon in April, you will get a brand new sticker.
Yeah, which?
When is April?
Monday.
Oh, okay. So we
need to... Bank Holiday Monday.
Right. So do we announce the new sticker now?
I don't know. Do we?
I fucking love it.
I did a little sneak preview on stories yesterday.
Okay.
But I covered it up.
Did you? Right. So we're not going to show you this till the 1st of April.
I don't think so. I don't know, though.
But do we tell you about it? Because if they join on the 1st of April... Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
You know, last month when we got the I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker, and we had to praise producer Paul.
We did.
Because it was the best sticker we've ever had.
Yeah.
This is better.
Are you saying that?
I think this is...
I love it, but that's big of you to say that.
I think because it's much more fun.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to tell you what it is. We'll reveal on our socials.
Yes, okay.
On the 1st of April. It's not an April Fool. It will be our new sticker.
Okay.
For you to buy or to join Patreon to get it for free. I think it's better.
I think people are going to go crazy for
this
one.
I do too. Because it's so...
I love it.
And I love the fact that we are having to say it's good when producer Paul is not in the studio.
That's so genuine, that is.
We praise him when he's not here and happy to do that.
Yeah.
I'm loath to do it in front of him.
I did squeal when I saw it last night.
Yeah, me too. I laughed so much. It's so good. We'll do that on Monday. If you want to get access to weight loss certificates as well, and we've mentioned it earlier, a special gain certificate if you've had a good holiday. Will I be joining Liam Bastable after my holiday gain? Liam put 20.5 pounds on his holiday. He's all inclusive.
I love it.
My weighing is still to come, so we'll find out.
Can I get one?
You've not been on holiday.
Well, I mean, technically, I've been on holiday for the podcast. No?
No. Weight loss certificates this week because, guys, some of us still want to actually fucking lose weight. This week, go to these wonderful Patreon members.
Yeah, we've got Marie Maynard, who's lost half a stone. Trina Chambers Mason, who's lost one stone.
Well done.
And Hev Govan, who has lost 2.5 stone.
Really great work from all of you. There's a £100 draw each month and spot prizes as well. We had a message from Lauren, who won the last giveaway. Her name on Patreon is Target in 2024, Lauren. And her message after winning the £100 was this: I can't thank you enough. You're all amazing. And each episode is the best part of my day. I couldn't be without my extra portions as well. Target in 2024 is my name. Already thinking it might need to be changed to 2025.
Amazing.
And then she messaged back and said, just so you guys know, I spent the majority of my £100 this weekend on so much food.
Great.
We found a new Chinese near us and thought it was the perfect time to try it. I also bought myself a new Whitley Neal gin to try.
Perfect.
Japanese yuzu and white strawberry. It's lovely. I can already imagine drinking it on a lovely hot summer day.
What a bloody lovely time Lauren's had.
So great. With the money, with the win, and we do it every month. So make sure you are in if you want to join this month and immediately get your I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker. It's just £4 a month. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, your messages since we've been away. Here we go.
Okay, Tracy Wardbug says, a week ago, I rejoined the Yacht Club, got a new book, sat through the chat, and I haven't been back since.
Oh, no.
We all know what we should be eating, and I certainly don't need the clap. Ironically, I've lost £8 since I left Slimming World last year.
Okay.
I rest my case. CC all the way. I'm writing this now after eating a curry and drinking a bottle of wine.
Wow. Calorie counting. Now, listen, you can calorie count a curry and a bottle of wine all you like, but you're still going over your calories.
So technically, if you don't eat anything else that day, you won't be.
Okay, fine. Updaters. Well done, Tracy. Katie GP says, I have a least supportive diet partner for you, and it is the month of March.
Wow.
I've had a lovely few weeks celebrating my birthday and my first Mother's Day. That included a beer festival, a day out with the girls, our first holiday with our little girl to the seaside, cake, chocolate, pizza, alcohol, fish and chips. I'm now heavier than when I got back on it in January. Had a great time doing it, though.
Love that. And that has just reminded me, actually, that we also had Chippy on Sunday.
Fucking hell,
in Matlock, actually. So the best of.
Do you think this is a real lapse this time of year? Do you think March, April is like... I think it is.
Because if you look back, I think, well, 2 years ago, I was pregnant this time.
Yes,
so,
of course.
You know, that went off. And then this time last year, I don't know. I can't really remember. I think it's the weather. I think the longer days are nicer. I don't know. You just want to enjoy it.
It feels like everybody's gone, oh, fuck off dieting. I don't know.
We blame you, Joe.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Shona Hodgins says, what a week it's been, and it's only Tuesday. Monday morning started with great enthusiasm for the Fast 800. But by lunch, I decided maybe keto was the way to go so that I could eat some more. By dinner, I'd got back onto CC as the noodles in the gusto meal we were having were too tempting. By the three bourbons and my cuppa after dinner, I'd given up completely, and the evening went downhill from then. This morning on my way to work, I'd forgotten my lunch, so I went to Tesco to pick something up. And I was listening to the podcast that mentions the breakfast burger and fell into McDonald's next door to Tesco. I may have also bought Krispy Kreme donuts in Tesco too.
Okay, that is an example of someone else not giving a shit.
What a week, though.
We've got...
And it's only Tuesday.
Someone has got to get back on bloody track here. And it's not you and it's not Shona. Will it be Samantha M? Let's find out. I attended a different Slimming World group this morning, and while standing in the queue, I overheard some members moaning about the Slimming World podcast. I may or may not have recommended listening to this podcast. Unfortunately, I had to do it very quickly as my leader's boss was there observing, and I didn't want to be the naughty one.
I love it when we infiltrate the groups.
Yeah, I do
too.
Keep
it coming.
I do too. I like it though when it's discussed at Slimming World.
Yeah.
Some consultants have actually recommended this podcast.
Yeah.
Which I adore.
Yeah, speaking of that, went past Slimming World headquarters the other day.
In Derby.
Yeah, I drove past it. I went to pick up some toys for Ethan and I could see the sparkly castle shining bright.
Did you see Margaret's face?
On all the posters.
Yeah, beautiful.
Bloody massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge.
Absolutely
crazy. It's huge because they do everything. Because you know I've had a tour around
I know.
It. And it was the greatest day of my life.
Oh.
They did, because they manufacture everything there. It's all done.
We need to repost that reel that you made. Go in there. I'm going to share it after this.
Do.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, it's a very cult-like in person.
And I enjoyed every second of it.
Emma says, I experienced my first whoosh today.
All right. I'm glad Paul's not here because he doesn't believe in a whoosh. And it does happen.
It does happen. I'm calorie counting and usually I maybe lose 1 or 2 pounds a week, which I'm happy enough with. This week, I've been really upping my water. Food and exercise haven't changed from previous week and I've lost 5 pounds.
Yeah.
That's more than I lost in the first week I did the Fast 800 a while back.
Jeez.
My mum won Swimmer of the Week at her group this week with the £2 loss, and part of me wishes I went to that group so I could have taken the crown for myself.
Fantastic. That's great.
That
work.
Is a whoosh.
If that is 100% whoosh.
And your exercise hasn't changed. Mm. All you've done is have more water.
Yeah.
Got to
flushes
be.
It out. But it doesn't happen within a week.
No.
Just the whoosh happens over time. You need to do it for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Oh. I know. I'm hoping for a whoosh. Keep you posted on what I've done in a minute. Natalie Deal says, first day back at the yacht club today for me and back scanning items. What's the most sins you've had in one day? Because so far today, I'm on 130 and it's not even 5 p.m.
Fuck.
Guys, when you join Slimming World and you're allowed 15 sins a day, on the app, there's a scanner so you can put the barcode in and it tells you how many sins it is.
Oh, that's really clever.
Natalie just thinks... Oh, I'll just scan everything so I know what it is. She hasn't once thought I need to stop eating those things. She's just scanned 130 sins.
At least she's done it and she's been accountable for her actions. Because after I'd gone past 15, I'd have just ignored it.
Yeah. My app won't even let me do it.
Why?
Because if you go over your sins, it goes, you can't register that, love. You've already gone over. And you think, Okay, fuck that then. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shaming Again sticker. If you're a Patreon member, you get to choose which sticker you want. Just get in touch with your name and address. You might want to hold off for the brand new sticker, which we will reveal on Monday on our socials. You can contact us on any of our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook, where there's tons of chat between you lovely lot. We are on there as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's get my update.
I am back from an all-inclusive 7 days, 7 nights of all you could eat and drink. Day two needed a Rennie. That's how good a time I had. By day four, never wanted to see a cocktail again. Obviously, powered through because I'm on holiday. But that's how it got me. Jesus. I don't want you to think I didn't try on holiday, because for breakfast I was having cereal with sultanas in.
Oh,
I know, and melon, and also had eggs and bacon on toast, and sometimes a mini pan au chocolat. But listen, the thought was there, the fruit thought was there. The reason I know for sure that it's going to be a massive gain is there was a moment in the pool where I just suddenly felt my stomach flip over my bikini. I'm just going to pause for you to laugh. I've got to laugh or I'll cry. But I have bought something that I'm going to have every day that guarantees me a slim waist.
Oh,
great times. Exciting times.
It sounds like you've had a lovely time away, though.
Yeah. An all-inclusive sometimes is not all it's cracked up to be, because sometimes it's only half the cocktail menu, or, yeah, it's all-inclusive, but only between, you know, the hours of 12 and 3. Or you've got to really check up. And this was the first all-inclusive we've been to where there was food and drink available 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
No questions asked. No one looked down on you. In fact, if you weren't ordering a cocktail, they looked at you as though, hello.
What are you doing?
You're on fucking holiday. Just have one. Oh, take it off
that.
Our hands. They were, the staff were amazing.
Oh.
We were looked after so well. Like, it was so good.
I'm so jealous. I'm so happy for you at the same time.
It was amazing. We had such a good time. But the moment in the pool when my stomach, I could feel it just flop over.
So I'm trying to like visualise it. So bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
And you'd obviously had them up.
Yeah.
And then they'd rolled down
a bit, and then you could
belly went
feel
over.
It flop over.
Okay.
And I was like, this isn't fun. I mean, obviously, I turned to food to console myself. But it was at that moment I was like, oh, I've fucking eaten loads.
I mean,
I have eaten so much.
It wouldn't have mattered because I'm sure you would have looked fabulous. But that's why I wear swimming costumes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's all in. You don't care. Yeah, let it flop about. It's all in one place.
You might be right. And maybe that's...
I'm not saying that you shouldn't.
No.
You know.
It was a nice little sign for me. I mean, it didn't stop me.
Great.
But the thought of that, I'm hoping, will help me... Spur me on ahead of another holiday.
Have you booked another one?
No, we haven't yet, but we can't stop thinking about booking
another
one.
Great. Well, but you've got to. You've got to book the next one to have something to look forward to. And take me with you.
Sure. Yeah, come. So we had a really good time.
Good.
We ate lots and lots. And I have been and got weighed.
Usual group,
normal group.
Okay.
So, no excuses there. But it was nice. I prepped my consultant the day before.
Oh, wow.
Just a little reminder that I've been on an all-inclusive.
Do not panic. Everything is fine.
Yes. And I did put on.
Okay. More than me?
No.
Shit.
3.5.
Oh my God, fuck me, I feel terrible.
Yeah, good. Because, do you know what? I'm so happy, Victoria. Because
oh God, yeah.
I'm telling you now, I thought it was upwards of 0.5 stone.
Fuck.
I thought, because I ate so much, so many times. Because you could just have, like, if you wanted 3 dinners, just have them.
I'm so happy for you, because I know that you needed last week, and it was a great time for you, and that you haven't lost weight. But I fucking stayed at home.
Yeah.
And I put on 5 fucking pounds.
I know.
Okay, hold on, though, because when did... Oh, no, we did record, because you went Saturday to Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you only missed one group.
One group. My last weigh-in was the Monday before I went on the Saturday.
Yeah,
so I did have, you know, a fish and chip night and things like that before I went. But that's not unusual from when I'm dieting. So, you know, body was very much used to that.
Oh, that's great, Jo. You know, that's really
brilliant.
Good motivation for you now. It has to be.
You get into your head when you come back, like, this I've got to start all over again.
Yeah.
This is a half stone.
You do
game.
That sometimes just by having a few events.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I can put that on easily at home. So to do that at an all-inclusive.
Wow.
Isn't it exciting? Now, I've bought something that I'm going to have.
Yes, okay.
Have we spoken about it on this podcast before? Because I was reading an article about kimchi.
Oh, it rings a bell.
Yes, it did.
Is it like a tea?
No, it's essentially pickled vegetables. But what I read about it was that you can add, I found some in Sainsbury's.
Okay.
And it's like pickled peppers.
Say that a few times.
Fermented?
Yeah.
Vegetables, whatever it is. And you can just put it in with rice. And this is a chili version. So it just heats the rice up.
I mean,
and makes it spicy. And apparently, if you have it every day,
okay,
you get a slimmer waist.
Yeah, but why? What does it do?
I didn't read that bit. All I read was, have it, do it, you'll have a slimmer waist. I've never really had a slim waist.
So you're going to have that with rice every day?
Well, I'm going to have it with something every day.
Oh, I bet that's quite a strong taste, though.
Not had it yet.
Okay.
Bought it Sunday.
Great.
It's now Tuesday. Not started yet. However.
By next recording.
I'm going to do it in my chili tonight.
Okay.
Because I'm in a chili tonight.
Oh, there you go. Perfect then.
Yeah, I might actually put it in the chili.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. That would make sense if it's chili flavoured.
Yeah,
listen, guys,
kimchi, if you are on the kimchi hype, let me know. Let's do it together.
Will be no one.
I know, I wonder if this is... Oh, finally, you found something that everyone's gone, fuck off, I'm not doing that. I'm going to have a go.
Okay, well, good for you, because I'm not.
Okay, fine. That is the update. And
great. Are you sure you're not tempted with an Easter egg, though?
I'm not yet.
Okay, give it time.
Yeah, I was going to say, not yet.
You lucked out with that, only putting £3.5. You could
I'm making the most of it, because I want that off this week. I'm in the zone now.
Okay.
I'm back in it. You know, like you are at the start of a year?
Oh, I love it.
I'm in it now.
Yeah, I need to get back to that. I don't know.
That's not happening for a few...
Till
July, as
we've
discussed.
Got a lot going on.
This year, we really want to celebrate your NSVs, your non-scale victories, because, of course, we all need to love ourselves, to like ourselves on this journey. It is not just about numbers on a scale. It's about being happy with the process along the way, little things happening. Today, it comes from Elle Stanley.
Yep. So Elle says, I suffer with a condition called edema.
I think it's edema. Yeah. I want to say edema makes it sound posh.
Where I retain water in my legs more than your average person. Being overweight just adds to the issue. I find it really hard to get boots that are wide enough for my legs, so I've been wearing boots but only been doing the zip half the way. I have been working hard this year in the gym and also calorie counting. This week I zipped my boots up to the top.
Yeah,
it's such a small thing, but I am so happy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Love that.
I love boots.
Boots are tricky. They can be really tricky. So yeah. That's really good.
It is. And I love non-scale victories.
Perfect.
Because there's no denying it. Number on a scale can go down and up and you can do exactly the same thing in the week.
It can change just by going to the toilet. I'm just going to say it. It can.
And I also want to say, and ask my boyfriend, because I told him about it a lot, I didn't go to the loo before our weigh-in yesterday.
Oh, Joe, it could have been 4.5 pounds.
No, I think that means it's the other way. I only put £2 on.
Oh, I see.
Because 2.5 was...
Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Let's not do...
Let's not dwell on that.
Any more of that, because we've got an update from Paul. He's not in the studio, but he has left us this.
Guys, it's been a dramatic week for me. We sold our house last Friday. We have not yet completed on the house that we are buying. So I'm currently in an Airbnb by a river. Ooh. Somewhere up north, nowhere near where the house is that we're actually going to buy.
Oh,
we'll actually be moving into another Airbnb on Friday and then hopefully into the house we're buying next Tuesday.
Oh, that's a lot.
So I'm spending money and eating as though I'm on holiday and yet I am still going to work every day. Shouldn't put on too much weight, though, because I have carried a couple of suitcases the 6 feet from the driveway to the front door. I am happy to report that the pub that's in walking distance of the Airbnb we're staying at has gluten-free fish and chips.
Nice.
I've had that once so far. I will definitely be having it again before we leave on Friday. We've packed the scales, so I can't weigh myself.
Oh.
But... What? The neighbours here will be able to tell me if I'm putting on weight because there is an outdoor hot tub at this Airbnb. It's on an elevated perch at the end of the garden. So I have to walk from the back door to the hot tub in just my swimming shorts. And neighbours from both sides can see me, so they can monitor the size of the love handles as we go. Don't miss me too much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a lot of information to take in.
It really is. Wow. And I've spoken to Paul today and there is no news yet on the completion of his house. So things are tense.
I bet.
So he may be eating all of this stuff, but the stress that goes with the house move.
Oh, as we know, because we've both moved within the past year ourselves.
It's horrific, isn't it?
I mean, he should have unpacked the scales. That should have just gone with him.
Oh, he did it on purpose.
Yeah,
And if we'd have done that...
Fuming.
He'd have been fucking livid.
He would. He'd be absolutely livid.
I mean, as you all know, if you listen to this podcast, one rule for him, one rule for us.
Just like men.
Just like men. And hello to all the men. Right, let's hear some of your messages after last week's episode.
Jean says, I'm going to do Slim Fast. I'm getting married this year and have said yes to the dress,
yay,
which is off the rack and a size too small. So it has to fit. I've done Slim Fast in the past and I know I will be starving. Any tips on how to get through the day without wanting to eat my own hand off?
I would say the following, because I did... Cambridge, which was just shakes.
Oh, out the back of your boot.
When I used to get them delivered to the back of my boot. And you get used to it.
Okay.
And I was never starving. Well, at the beginning, first 2 weeks, a bit horrible. But then I just didn't need it.
The Fast 800. I think the first week is killer.
It is killer.
And after that, you're absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stick to the rules. If you want to do it that way. Or... come to Slimming World eat as much pasta as you like and still lose weight.
Mm.
Doing it for Margaret. Penny Walker says, after 10 days having my mum stay with me, fish and chips twice, McDonald's, pub lunches, cakes, you get the gist, I maintained.
Wow.
That is a victory. And last night I stress ate chocolates that I've had since pre-Christmas because people had decided to get on my last nerve. I've woken up in a slightly better mood this morning, just slightly. Jeez, I would be happy with the maintain after all that.
Yeah.
And I would not let, mind you, I'd still eat chocolates after that because I'd think, oh, I've got away with it.
Well, you don't think like that now.
I don't, because I'm in a zone, correct.
And finally, an anonymous hero. I reached a new low tonight. I couldn't decide which dessert to order, so I put the request in online that said, if the cookie dough comes in a box, can you write free gift on the top? I don't want my husband knowing that I ordered two desserts. And I can confirm they did indeed do that.
Did they?
Yeah, did you not
see the
it?
Picture?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they posted a picture, follow-up, and it said free dessert on it.
Fantastic.
Obviously, all of our community members absolutely lost their minds.
Yes.
And it was, yeah, it was really, really funny.
Was actually. It Domino's?
No, I think it was just a local takeaway. Yeah.
Well, fair play to them.
I think they put free dessert with a smiley face. It's like, yeah.
We know. Oh, God, yeah. Great.
Love it. It's great.
That, guys, is a little tip as well.
Yeah, perfect.
A little tip, especially if you're ordering online and you can put something in comments.
I bet they had a right laugh in the takeaway of that.
They would have loved it. And no one's been hurt in the making of that.
Perfect.
You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Right, Slimmer of the Week, exciting news.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody would have put money on it being you.
Thank you.
After an all-inclusive holiday.
Yeah, all-inclusive.
And yeah, here we are. It's you.
I'm pissed off I didn't have more now. If I'm honest, because I was so obsessed with it's going to be half a stone, so stop.
Joe, you shouldn't have thought like that.
No, but when I say stop, I meant don't have four dinners. I've only three.
Okay, good.
So don't worry. I did not go without at all. But I will accept Slimmer of the Week. Thank you.
Yeah. And you've got to.
No one expected that.
No one.
Exciting. We will be back on Monday for Patreon members, then back here on Tuesday and Thursday. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.